running a proper incubator has proved tricky. Hypercube Hub in Zimbabwe closed in 2015 after operating for less than 2 years, having failed to find a sustainable business model. A seed fund and incubator based in Nairobi called 88MPH closed in 2015 after struggling along for 4 years. Its Nigerian spin-off, 440NG, was discontinued after the first cohort graduated. The return on capital to the founder was insufficient. Only one genuine incubator, ResCorp in South Africa, is profitable without grant funding. Almost all are waiting for their first big payout. Many incubators lack experienced mentors to guide young businesses. In a country like Ethiopia, home to few internationally successful businesses, finding qualified staff is a headache. Even in more sophisticated Nigeria, mentors can be substandard. Some actively harm young startups by, for example, pushing them into raising capital too early. Just as entrepreneurs need decent mentors, incubators need good entrepreneurs if they are to make any money. In Africa, says Nicolas Friderizzi of Oxford University, incubators have disappointed because they are a supply-side solution. There are still too few promising startups in need of their services. Many of the best entrepreneurs have already left for other places. When Michael Oluwagbemi set up Wenovation Hub in Lagos in 2011, he found he had to teach wannabe entrepreneurs how to write applications and design websites before he could even launch the formal incubation program. The incubator in Africa is basically a finishing school, and 4 months of it is not enough, he says.